Hi, thank you very much. Welcome back to Greenwald. They are host to this year's Region 15 C tournament. El Rosa is getting three games in this tournament, the brunt of them here in Greenwald. And with our starting lineups for today's ball game, here's Don Heinen.
Thank you, Randy. Lake Henry will be the visitors on the scoreboard today, and they're going to lead off with Levi Bass playing center field. Batting second, doing the pitching today, will be Carter Wessel. Batting third, the catcher today, Shane Campson. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Matt Quaid. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Nick Dingman. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Grant Ludwig. Batting seventh, the designated hitter today will be Matt Leiser, and he will be batting for Cooper Bass, who will be playing right field. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Sam Hupfer. Batting ninth, the third baseman will be Colin Spooner. For the Watkins Clippers, they'll be leading off with Kevin Kramer playing center field. Batting second, the catcher, Lincoln Hogan. Batting third, the right fielder, Matt Geislinger. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Brendan Ashton. Batting fifth, the pitcher today will be Heath Kramer. Batting sixth, the second baseman will be Carter Block. Batting seventh, the third baseman will be Carson Geislinger. Batting eighth, the shortstop will be Nolan Geislinger. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Gavin Mathias. That's your Watkins Clippers starting lineup for today.
Heath Kramer taking his warm-up tosses on the mound right now, and Lincoln Hogan throws it down to second base. Ball ends up going on the grass, and Don, we have a light rain that's been falling for about 15 minutes or so. We had another blast of rain about a half an hour ago, just a small little shower, and we'll probably be dealing with that most of the day, the way the radar looks.
Kind of for right now, it kind of looks like on and off showers. They had the mound covered. That looks in great shape. The home plate area, they had covered up until game time, infield practice here. So I think as far as the footing right now, everything is fine. The only thing is it might be a little slippery baseballs out there.
All right, Levi Bass stepping into the batter's box for the Lakers, and Heath Kramer on the mound, the right-hander ready to go as the first pitch coming to Bass. There's a strike called and 0-1. We'll set those Clippers up pretty defensively here after the next pitch from Heath Kramer. As the 0-1 pitch coming to Bass. Little breaking ball that misses outside in the count 1-1. Over at third base for the Clippers, we'll find Carson Geislinger at short, Nolan Geislinger at second base, Carter Block, and over at first base for Watkins today, it's Brendan Ashton. Here's a single by Bass into right field. Matt Geislinger knocks down the ball and back into the infield, and the Lakers continue their hot hitting that they had against El Rosa yesterday, a leadoff single by Bass.
Boy, I'll tell you, Levi Bass is a good acquisition of this Lakers team. He's 2-for-5 and got hit by a pitch yesterday in the game, and I tell you what, makes contact with the ball.
So one on, nobody out in left field for the Clippers. Gavin Mathias in center field. It's Kevin Kramer out in right field. Matt Geislinger in behind the plate. Lincoln Hogan. He's Kramer on the mound. Will face left-handed hitting Carter Wessel. The first pitch to Wessel. Breaking ball missing inside and the count at 1-0.
Carter, a little tough day at the plate yesterday. I think he's 0-for-5. He against Van Beck from El Rosa. He had a little trouble with that lefty.
One ball, no strikes. Bass the lead, and the pitch two. Wessel is high, and 2-0. I know Jim Thielen, he umped the last two games of yesterday's sessions, will be on the base paths today. I did not get a name of the umpire behind home plate. I have seen him before.
I did, too.
There's a strike called, and the count 2-1 to Carter Wessel.
Michael Giabruno.
All right. Giabruno behind the plate.
We have an insurance agent by the name of Giabruno.
So you know how to pronounce it?
Yeah, I do.
Here's a shot past Tommy Ludwig over in that third base coaching box. Carter Wessel behind on that pitch. Or just trying to go with it down that left field line because the left fielder, Mathias, is playing quite a ways off the left field line.
When I seen the umpire walk over here, he looked very familiar, and I put two and two. I think that's a brother to the guy that I know.
Okay. Bass with the lead at first, Ashton will hold him there, and the pitch followed to the backstop. Ball comes rolling back to Lincoln Hogan.
It's a shot off of that concrete back there, isn't it?
And the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. On deck, it's Shane Kamson. Heath Kramer working from the stretch. Kind of wonder with this consistent light rain if that pitching mound at some point will get slippery, where they're going to have to put something on it. The pitch is inside, a ball, and 3-2.
No, did he use diamond dust anymore?
There's bags and bags of it downstairs.
That was called,
yeah. Or diamond dry or whatever
floor
it is.
Dry, whatever, yep.
Now there's a little bit showing up in the batter's box. Pitch is low, ball 4. Wessel will walk. Bass takes off because the pitch was in the dirt, got by Lincoln Hogan. And, you know, behind home plate, there's some room, Don, but that ball comes back pretty quick to the catcher.
Oh, does it ever. Yes, it does. So we got Michael Giobruno behind the plate, Jim Thielen on the bases, and we'll have a couple of different umpires for the next two sessions here, so.
I'll bring you some scores from other regions. Let's start out with Region 4C yesterday. Painesville beat Sacred Heart 2-1 on Friday night. And then yesterday in Region 4C, Bird Island over New London Spicer 5-3. It was Regal over Raymond as pitches inside to Shane Kamson. That goes to the backstop. And the runners move up to second and third. And wondering if Heath Kramer's maybe dealing with a slippery baseball already.
Oh, he must be because, well, the catcher just threw it back to the dugout over there and threw it right through the grass. So I imagine really don't really want to be doing that if you want to dry him off.
Right. 1-0, 0 strikes. The count to Shane Kamson. Runners in scoring position now after that wild pitch, and there's a strike called in 1-1. Other scores in 4C yesterday, Starbuck over Marshall, 3-1. Milroy beat Painesville, 2-1, and New London Spicer in the nightcap over Sacred Heart, 10-0. Kramer ready. The 1-1 pitch to Kamson. There's strike 2 called in 1-2. In Region 8C yesterday up in Piers at Legion Park, Buckman over Randall 5-0. Nisswa beat St. Stephen 13-7. It was Upshaw over the Piers Brewers 4-1. And Avon beat Port Ripley last night 9-3. 1 ball, 2 strikes, the count to Shane Kamson. Runners in scoring position for the Lakers, and Kamson drives it to left field. This should be deep enough to score. Bast is going back and making the catch. Is Matthias. Bast will tag, and the Lakers grab an early 1-0 lead.
Piece of hitting by Shane Kamson there just to get that fly ball out to left field. Did his job up there again. He was 1-for-3 yesterday. By hit by a pitch. He had a couple base on balls. These guys got a lot of at-bats yesterday in that El Rosa game.
They did. You know, Cy took a call at the radio station wondering when Sartell plays today. I'll get that for you shortly over in Region 11C. Luxembourg beat St. Joe on Friday night 3-2, a walk-off three-run homer by Isaac Paczynski. Actually, in the eighth inning, he hit that. Here's Matt Quaid. The pitch is high to Matt, a ball, 1-0. On Saturday in 11C, Sartell over Rogers 7-3. The Cold Spring Rockies beat Big Lake in 10 innings, 2-1. Foley over Monticello 4-0. And St. Joe beat Rogers late yesterday 14-5. Quaid will take the pitch inside, and the count 2-0 now. 2 balls, 0 strikes to Matt Quaid. Runner in scoring position. That's Carter Wessel out at second base.
At 4-for-5 yesterday with a couple of doubles and a base on balls.
Yeah, he had a good day at the plate. Everything he hit was solid. And this one is driven to center field. Kevin Kramer has it. And Kevin quickly gets the throw back into the infield. Carter Wessel just thought about it briefly and then decided, no, I'm not going to take.
He's pitching today, so we don't want to get him hurt on the base pads, right?
So a fly ball to center field, two outs, and Nick Dingman to the plate. Nick with a couple hits yesterday.
Yeah, 2-for-5. It's also hit by a pitch. That one, I think, kind of stung him a little bit. I think he got that in the rib cage.
Heath Kramer trying to work out of any more damage here in the first inning. Lake Henry's grabbed a 1-0 lead, and Dingman will follow this one back and out of play in the count 0-1 to Nick. Yeah, and over in Region 11C this morning at noon, it'll be Big Lake and Monticello at 12 noon, and then Luxembourg plays the Sartell Muskies at 2:30 this afternoon. It'll be the Cold Spring Rockies and Foley at 5:30 over in Region 11C. I'll get those other brackets for you, too, the games today. Here's Dingman laying off the pitch in the dirt, and the count 1-1. Carter Wessel in scoring position out at second base.
dug himself a little bit of a hole here right off the bat here, didn't he?
Yeah, trying to find his control early on. I know Lincoln Hogan had to chase a few to the backstop. There's a pitch that just misses a little low, according to the umpire, and the count 2-1 to Nick Dingman. 1-0 Lake Henry here in the first. Thanks for joining us on KASM 1150 AM on 107.7 FM and on our stream at mychasm.com. Dingman drives it up the middle, and it's caught by the second baseman as he jumps in the air to make the catch. Carter Block does it, and that'll end the Lakers' first. One run on, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Half an inning, it's Lake Henry 1, Watkins coming to bat. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Everyone at Dairyland Supply thrives on customer service, whether it be at the parts counter, on the farm site service call, or the sale of a piece of equipment. We make sure that our customer is happy. We carry the parts on hand for silo unloaders, Ritchie waterers, spreaders, TMR mixers, and a lot more. If you are having trouble finding a part, give Mike, LaShawna, or Dan a call at 800-338-6455 because we are happy to help. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa. Scooter's Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
12 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, 71 our temperature here in Albany, as we have overcast skies and cloud cover for you here on this Sunday morning. It'll be the 9th of August of 2020. Back to Greenwald for more exciting baseball action. It's Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Hi, thank you very much. And 1-0 Lake Henry going to the bottom of the first. Carter Wessel taking his warm-up tosses on the mound right now. Looking at some other regions around the area, ball games taking place today in Region 4C over at Minnewaska High School, Marthaler Field. They started at 10 o'clock this morning, or at least it was scheduled. I don't know if they got rain over there, but Regal was playing Bird Island at 10 o'clock this morning. At 2:30, it'll be Milroy and Starbuck. And then later this afternoon, it'll be Sacred Heart and Raymond at 3 o'clock, and then 5:30, Marshall and Painesville. Those are elimination games, Sacred Heart-Raymond game and the Marshall-Painesville game. Here we go, bottom of the first, and Kevin Kramer laces the first pitch from Carter Wessel into the left center field gap. Kramer digging for two, and he'll pull in with a stand-up double.
Wow. Didn't waste no time on that one, Kevin Kramer. Took that fastball and drilled it in the gap.
Kevin was frustrated on Friday night with his at-bats, and I think he is
going to make up for it.
Making up today with a leadoff double.
He had a hit Friday, but one for four in that game. Solid base hit, solid double.
That rain continues to fall ever so lightly here in Greenwald this morning. And coming up to the plate, it's Lincoln Hogan. Lincoln, the catcher for the Clippers. Now Shane Campson out to have a word with Carter Wessel on the mound.
Don, you're a veteran out there.
Yeah, during your playing days, you played in stuff like this, didn't you? You played when snow flurries were flying and this light little mist, and you played in wind and, you know, those annoyances. It's frustrating for the fans, but I think the players just play.
I think they'll be all right here today. It's not a steady, hard rain. It's just enough to make it miserable to grip the baseball. That's pretty much the worst part of it. The worst thing, I think, was playing when it was cold. You know, you could play in a little bit of rain when it was warm. And
Hogan takes outside a ball, and 2-0 now to Lincoln Hogan.
Yeah, have your tassel hat on and play. You know, that wasn't very much
fun. Yeah, that was not fun. No, and then when you didn't hit the baseball right, it stung. Yeah.
That's when you had to wear your yellow chore gloves when you batted.
There's a strike called, and now two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Carter Carter Wessel looking back in. Lincoln Hogan takes a little bit high for a ball. That check swing by Hogan and the count 3-1.
So you would think with the technology now, if you would have to play in the cooler weather, I would imagine they probably have batting gloves now that they have heat in them. I don't know. If somebody knows about that, let me know.
Hogan takes high, ball 4, and he's going to walk. So Lincoln Hogan walks. Going to bring Matt Geislinger to the plate.
Of course, you weren't one of those type of guys when you played that needed batting gloves, right? Did you use them?
I did.
Yeah, I did.
I
usually wore one in my glove, and then I just left it on for batting, too. It just never took it off.
Guess it helped me grip the bat a little bit.
Yep.
Here's the pitch to Matt Geislinger, as he is the number 3 hitter in the Clippers lineup, and the pitcher called strike 0-1.
No batting gloves with Matt Geislinger here.
0-1 the count. Runners take their leads, and Geislinger takes another strike, another breaking ball from Carter Wessel, and 0-2. Lefty versus lefty here. Kramer at second, Hogan at first. And Geislinger taps it foul at the plate. The count stays at 0-2.
And Matt fooled on that one, a little slow breaking ball.
Defensively for Lake Henry, over at third base, Colin Spooner. At shortstop, Matt Quaid. Second base, Sam Hupfer. And over at first base today, Grant Ludwig. As Carter Wessel ready, looks back to second and comes home. And Geislinger takes a little bit high and outside in the count 1-2. In left field for the Lakers, Nick Dingman. In center field, it's Levi Bast. Out in right field, Cooper Bast. And behind the plate, Shane Campson. The kick, the pitch, just outside, and the count now 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Carter Wessel kicks and delivers, and a fly ball to center field. Bast will come in, and Levi makes the catch for the out. Kevin Kramer, no tag on the play as Bast gets it into the infield.
Watch that ball with a short hop. Short hop to throw like the Quaid over there at shortstop. That thing actually picks up some speed. And
it does. Yeah, they'll go through a few baseballs today if this light rain continues, that's for sure. Brendan Ashton steps up to the plate for the Watkins Clippers. 1 out, 2 on. 1-0 Lake Henry here in the first.
Brandon was 0 for 4 on Friday.
They steal Kevin Kramer on that first pitch from Carter Wessel, and not even a throw made by Shane Campson. Kevin Kramer gets a huge jump. And now he's over at the third place with Hogan at first yet.
Not sure who that is coaching at third there. It's not Tom.
On the mound, Carter Wessel. And Ashton will lay off that pitch, and the count 1-1.
Dustin Kramer coaching.
1 ball, 1 strike.
Nolan Geislinger coaching over at first.
Carter Wessel delivers, and Ashton a ground ball into left field. That's a base hit. It'll bring in Kevin Kramer as Nick Dingman brings the ball back into the infield, and a 1-1 ball game on the RBI single by Brendan Ashton.
So you think he'd have scored if he went to stole third on that one, Randy?
I still think he would have.
I think he would have tried, yeah.
I think you got to try scoring with the outfielder picking up a wet baseball now.
Correct. And that's slowing it down quite a bit out there in the outfield right now. I've seen that one go through the infield pretty quick, but the time that Dingman got to it, it was pretty much stopped already.
Rain getting just a little heavier at the moment. As Heath Kramer, the pitcher, makes his way to the batter's box. No, actually, 1-1 here as Kramer will take the breaking ball from Carter Wessel. That's a strike in 0-1.
1 for 4 on Friday night's game, Heath Kramer.
Lincoln Hogan at second, over at first, Brendan Ashton. And Kramer drives this one foul down the first or third baseline. And the count at 0-2 to Heath. balls, two strikes. Runners there leads. The pitch to Kramer is high for a ball, and one and two. One ball, two strikes. Carter Wessel delivers, and Kramer line drive over the head of Matt Quaid into left center field. They're going to send Lincoln Hogan. Nope, and now Dustin Kramer stopped as picking it up was Nick Dingman. He got a good throw back into the infield. Hogan had a freeze there because he didn't know Quaid jumped high in the air if Matt was going to get it or not.
He was only probably 6 inches from catching that, Matthew, was at shortstop, so I thought he was still going to probably try it, but I think that would have been a play at the plate.
So we have the bases loaded, one out, and Carter Block into the batter's box. The Clippers second baseman, 1-1 our score. And the strike right at the belt, and 0-1 to Carter Block. On the mound, Carter Wessel, and Block a ground ball to third. Spooner to second for one, the relay to first, not in time. So Spooner chooses to go for the double play instead of going home. And the second run scores. Hogan crosses the plate, Aston to third. They do get the force out of Heath Kramer, and Carter Block is safe on the fielder's choice at first.
Quite sure where was Colin playing. Was he playing in?
He was playing in off? Just about where he is right now.
Okay. Yeah. But he did go to the left, didn't he, to get that ball?
Yes. At the plate, Carson Geislinger. And Carson takes a strike called 0-1, the left-handed hitter.
Carson Geislinger, a 2-for-4 night the other night with a double. These guys did some damage in the bottom of the order, didn't they?
They did. Carson and Nolan Geislinger, absolutely.
Five hits between the two.
Two outs, a couple runners on at first and third. And 2-1 Watkins. There's a strike call to Carson Geislinger and 0-2.
That's a sidearm. Sidearm curveball the way it looked.
No balls, two strikes.
Come down quite a bit on that one.
Carter Block takes a lead at first. Carter goes. Geislinger rips it. Grant Ludwig dives to make the play and runs to first.
Nice
heads
play.
Up play there by Grant Ludwig. Yeah, give him a star there. And that'll end the Clippers first. Two runs for Watkins on three hits. There were no errors and one left on, or make it two left on base. We have played one. Watkins 2. Lake Henry 1. More Region 15 seat baseball in a minute on KFM.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
24 minutes now past the hour of 11 o'clock, 71, our current temperature here in Albany. We head back out to Greenwald. More exciting baseball action with Randy and Don.
And welcome back to Greenwald. 2-1, Watkins leading after one inning. This is the first game of three today, Don. Are other games taking place later?
Next game following this one will be the Farming El Rosa game at 1:30 approximately, depending on the distance of this game and if we have any rain trouble here. And the following game at 4 o'clock will be Richmond taking on Spring Hill. And that's two elimination games. Farming El Rosa, the loser goes home. Richmond Spring Hill game, the loser is done for the season.
Grant Ludwig will lead off the second inning for Lake Henry, and Heath Kramer ready on the mound. The rain seems to be coming down just a little bit harder for the last 3-4 minutes.
So you kind of wonder if it keeps up like this, but when is it time to cover up the mound and
right.
the home plate area?
Exactly, exactly.
Or do you start putting diamond dust on and
keep playing? Yeah, keep playing.
I think they're going to try to keep playing if it doesn't rain any harder than this.
Pitches high to Grant Ludwig, and now 2-0.
Well, it's a good thing, like Mary just gave me a note, it's a good thing that the baseballs are double-stitched, so they absorb a little more water that way.
That's true. That's true. 216 of them babies.
216.
Pitch to Ludwig, a strike, and 2-1 now. Umpire Giambrino, not a fan of Lake Henry after that pitch. Ludwig will take high and 3-1.
I was looking at something else here. Do they have a few words?
It was just borderline.
A little glare.
Yeah. 3 balls and a strike, and Ludwig bounces it into left field, a base hit for Grant Ludwig.
Oh, he's staying hot here. He was 4-for-5 yesterday with a double and a base on ball.
Yeah, it's like he's a big game player.
Yes.
He likes big games.
Yeah, I think so. Played well yesterday, pitched a complete game for the Lakers.
And that'll bring designated hitter Matt Leiser to the plate. Matt Leiser hit the ball hard yesterday. Grant Ludwig, not a very big lead. Ashton holds him at first, and the pitch to Leiser is a strike called. And 0-1. The ball's one strike.
I know he had a couple hits, didn't he, yesterday, Matthew?
Keith Kramer works from the stretch, and the pitch to Leiser, driven to right field, but at Matt Geisler, and that's going to burn him. It's going to go over his head. On his way to third is Grant Ludwig, and pulling into second with a stand-up double is Matt Leiser. Geislinger took one or two steps in first, and then
that
ball just kept sailing off the bat. And
that was hit hard, that one, wasn't it?
It was. So a double for Matt Leiser, the Lakers, with runners at second and third. And here's Heath Kramer. The pitch to Sam Hopper, and Hopper gives it a drive down the left field line. Nobody's going to get that. It's one bounce off the fence. That'll score two, and the Lakers take a 3-2 lead on
wow.
the double by Sam Hopper. Back-to-back doubles.
Wow, he gave that a jolt into him and Matthew Leiser. My goodness.
So three hits off of Heath Kramer. And it's 3-2 Lake Henry. This weather is raking havoc, I think, with Heath Kramer and just those wet baseballs. Here's a bunt pushed down the third baseline. Carson Geislinger comes in to field it, but he stumbles and he can't make a play on Colin Spooner. And that will be an infield single by Spooner.
Wow.
On to third goes Hopper.
Playing some long ball, and he come in with a little bit of short ball here, a little bunt down the third baseline. That was kind of no man's
land. Spooner
is
such a good bunter.
Yes, he is.
Such a good bunter. That'll bring the top of the order up. And it's Levi Bast who's 1-for-1 today. So still nobody out for the Lakers, first and third, here in the top of the second inning. And the pitch is a strike called, an 0-1. Again, this is a winner's bracket game, and this will allow somebody an entrance into the state tournament.
Yes, it does.
So they're playing for a state tournament berth. Bast, a ground ball to third. Carson Geislinger throws to first, and Bast retired 5-3 on the putout. Sam Hupfer started down that line, and Levi went eye-to-eye with Carson Geislinger, and Carson decided to throw to first. Or make it Sam.
Sam
went eye to eye with
Cheetah Omo. That was close.
So 5-3 on the putout, one out, And here's a shot by Wessel down the right field line. That's in for a hit. Geislinger chasing it in the corner. Carter Wessel into second with a double. Two more runs score. And the Lakers now lead 5-2. Wow. Hopper and Spooner both score on the double by Carter Wessel. And Heath Kramer gets himself a new baseball. He's going to pay Shane Campson. Watkins drafted Travis Hansen, a pitcher from St. Nicholas. He is on the bench right now as another pitcher. And the Clippers do have a few other on their squad that can pitch. Here's a pitch that bounces by Lincoln Hogan and goes to the backstop and Wessel over to third. A wild pitch by Heath Kramer. Four runs here in the second on five hits for Lake Henry. Shane Campson, Matt Quaid on deck. And Campson, a check swing. That's a strike called and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Got that feeling there could be a lot of runs scored today, Randy, in this game.
You know, I'm getting that feeling now. Absolutely.
Tell you, wet baseballs and a little bit of rain could
make it a different game.
Seems to be brightening up a little bit now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. One ball, one strike. Campson launches it to center field. This is hit a long way. Kevin Kramer back by the fence. And a two-run blast for Shane Campson makes it a six-run second for Lake Henry. Shane Campson puts it off the elevator building as it one-hopped it off the elevator building. Not the bins, but the storage shed.
Big tank over there. I think that's a liquid tank.
Yeah.
I think that's got Busch Light in it.
Wow. Still only one out. That'll bring Matthew Quaid to the plate. A six-run, six-hit second inning. And Quaid shows a little bunt on the first pitch. And 1-0 the count. 7-2. Heath Kramer kicks in, delivers, and Quaid disguised this one to left field. Fading back is Gavin Mathias. He has room in front of that left field fence and makes the catch for the second out. Got underneath that pitch.
Just a little bit.
Two outs, and the ninth man to bat in the inning, Nick Dingman. I like that. The kids have navigated to right field waiting for home run balls. Shane Campson hits one, and they're waiting for more. Here's Nick Dingman taking low that pitch from Heath Kramer, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Kramer delivers. Dingman fouls it to the backstop, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 to count. Kramer looking down to Hogan. Ready on the mound. His pitch that bounces up to the plate. And the count 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Swing and a miss by Dingman and 2-2.
The winner of this game will play next Friday night against Kimball.
2-2 the count. Dingman chops it off the plate. Lincoln Hogan wondering where that went and went straight up in the air and foul. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody on for Lake Henry here in the second. They have scored six. Heath Kramer ready. And his pitch, Dingman, a shot past Geislinger at third base into left field. And the hits continue to come off the bats of the Lakers.
continuing where they left off yesterday, aren't they, Randy?
They are. They are. What they have yesterday, 14 hits?
14 hits yesterday, yes.
And they have picked up 8 already here in the first inning and 2/3. That'll bring Grant Ludwig to the plate. Grant started things with a base hit. Ashton will hold Dingman at first. And Ludwig will take a strike called 0-1. Balls, one strike. There is some activity in the Watkins bullpen right now as Ludwig skies this one to left center field. Looking up and making the catch is Gavin Mathias, and that'll do it for Lake Henry in the second. They score 6 runs on 7 hits. No errors and one man left on base. After 1.5, Lake Henry 7, Watkins 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
Kuhn is offering a new generation of round balers, enabling you to meet the challenges of tomorrow with simple yet reliable designs. The VB3100 series offers a wide range of variable chamber round balers to match your individual needs and are available now at Lake Henry Implement, your Kuhn dealer in Lake Henry. Kuhn VB3100 series round balers feature OptiFlow or integral rotor technology to provide high-performance bale throughput in diverse crop conditions. They're designed for fast, consistent bale starting and produce very firm bales with moderate cords. Kuhn round balers not only produce top-quality bales, but are built for unmatched reliability with fewer moving parts. For outstanding performance from start to finish and consistent quality bales, stop in or call Lake Henry Implement to find out more today.
And a pleasant good morning to you. We're coming up on 23 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Our temperature reading at 71 degrees. Overcast skies, cloud cover, and some light rain coming down here at the studios now in Albany. As we take you back to Greenwald, more exciting Region C baseball action with Randy and Don. And Randy, I think hitters are having their way today compared to yesterday. It was pretty quiet yesterday.
Yes, they are. We've seen some runs scored here in every game Lake Henry has played, at least.
Yeah.
As Nolan Geislinger leads off the second inning for Watkins, a count 1-1. Carter Wessel delivers low for a ball in 2-1. We're seeing both Carter Block and draftee Travis Hansen warming up for the Clippers right now. Here's a chopper up the middle. Tough play. Throw it to first. Not in time. And Sam Upper bobbled Nolan Geislinger's shot up the middle, and they're going to give Nolan a base hit.
Taylor had trouble with him feeling it cleanly.
I agree.
He had that one little juggle in there, Sam did, but that's all it took. But I think he still would have beat it off.
Nolan is very fast.
Yes, he is.
So a leadoff single, and number 9 hitter Gavin Mathias.
Nolan had a big night the other night. He was 3-for-4.
Had a great play to end the ball game, a great double play.
Gavin Mathias, 1-for-3 the other night.
For a kid that I was told now will be a sophomore this fall. So he was a freshman this past year, so he will be a sophomore. But this is a big stage.
And it'll get bigger if they can win here.
First pitch to Mathias, a strike from Carter Wessel, and a little bit of a change up there, a breaking ball from Carter, and the count 0-2. Tough to see the angle where Don and I are at. We're sitting on top of the first base dugout, so we don't get to see that breaking ball, really, or if it's a slider. You can pretty much pick up the fastball just because of the velocity. Wessel, somebody had called time. I think Mathias did. And so no pitch there. The count 0-2. I do see some blue skies out in the west, though.
It's going to be short-lived here. I think we're going to get out of it here shortly. Maybe it'll be a little while yet.
And then we will get some sunshine, and we will get warm weather as a pop-up over to third base. Colin Spooner grabs it for the first out.
332 down the left field line here, 311 down the right field line, 317 in the right field gap, 337 left field, 371 straightaway center field. And Shane Thompson, he probably hit that 350 feet, that one, didn't he?
You bet he did. Kevin Kramer to the plate, and Kevin, one for one today. He had a double, scored the Clippers one run. As Carter Wessel works from the stretch, Nolan Geislinger a lead at first in the pitch two. Kramer is outside of all, 1-0.
So if you're Watkins here, or if you're Lake Henry, I should say, Carter Wessel, you want to get out of this inning fairly shortly and get your offense back in the dugout. You don't want to give them some seed to work with here.
Well, I kick the pitch. Shane Campson held that ball there for a bit, and Carter Wessel, according to the umpire, misses on the pitch, and it's 2-0. Balls, no strikes. Nolan Geislinger not getting a real big lead as Kramer just sends it into orbit. Shot to left field, and it lands in the skating rink beyond the home run fence yet. Kevin Kramer with a moonshot.
Wow.
And the Clippers back to within three at 7-4.
Just going to ask you, Randy, you've seen Watkins a little bit. You want to give them that little bit of break here so they'll get right back in this ball game again. They got some guys that can hit the baseball.
Yep. I was just saying Friday night, too, Kevin Kramer, you mentioned he had the one hit, but by Kevin Kramer standards, that was a really off night.
Yeah, you said that right away in his first at bat. Two hits already today.
7-4. One out, nobody on. Lincoln Hogan tries to bunt on the first pitch, and he pulls it to the backstop in 0-1. Pitch outside. Look out, one ball, one strike.
Well, at least we know what we're talking about so far. There's going to be a lot of runs scored.
That's right. I mean, you got to tell your dugout, guys, we got to score runs every inning.
Absolutely.
Here's Hogan, a line drive to Quaid at short, and Matthew grabs it for the out. That was a shot. Two outs, then it'll bring right fielder Matt Geislinger to the plate. Matt 0-for-1 today, a fly ball to center field. Talked to Matt after the game Friday night, and he said, thanks for doing these ball games. My grandpa listens to every game. So we got to say hi to Matt's grandpa, who's listening this morning to us.
Stay tuned. We'll be on for the rest of the day here.
You bet. You bet. I just know the Clippers are going to score more than four runs today.
I got a feeling, yeah.
Geislinger with the count to two balls, no strikes. Carter Wessel delivers a high and 3-0 to Matt Geislinger. Three balls, no strikes. The kick and the pitch. Low ball four and a four-pitch walk to Matt Geislinger will bring Brendan Ashton to the plate.
Matt had a couple walks Friday night, too, in that ball game. So they got a lot of respect for Matt Geislinger at the plate.
They do. Brendan Ashton, 1-for-1 today. Carter Wessel was starting from the windup, and Grant Ludwig said, step off, step off.
I don't think that'll take him on for Matt to be at second.
No. And Ashton will take a strike called in 0-1. Getting a little lighter here in Greenwald. That sun comes out. Don and Randy will probably go bareback because it's going to get sticky.
Now, people, they'll take that as a visual because it wouldn't be pretty.
No. But it might keep the flies away. One ball, one strike. Geislinger, the lead at first, and Ashton drills it to short. Quaid knocks it down. He'll flip to second, and they get the force out. 6-4 on the post, and that'll end the Clippers' second. They come up with two runs on two hits. No errors and one left on base. Two in the books. Lake Henry 7 and Watkins 4. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KSM.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is where you have to start. For more than 35 years, Pep's Pork has been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. It's all about the quality and how they raise their hogs, grow their crops, and process their meat products before it hits your plate. We encourage you to try Pep's Pork products and become one of our satisfied customers.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Good morning to you. We're at 15 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have 71 degrees here in central Minnesota. And, more baseball action coming up from Greenwald. You know what? We need Zoom or Skype here or something if Randy and Don are going to do this bareback thing. We got to see that. All right, here they are, Randy and Don.
All right, thank you, Si. Welcome back. The sun is not out yet, so that will not happen right now yet. But Matt Leiser, Sam Upper, Colin Spooner facing a new pitcher for the Watkins Clippers.
Yeah, and it'll be Carter Block will come in from second base and take over the duties here now, and Dustin Kramer will go over to second base and play some second now for Watkins. He's Kramer will actually stay in as a designated hitter yet. He will be hitting for Dustin Kramer.
And that's the way they indicated it in their starting lineup, that Heath was the pitcher, but also the DH, and you can do that nowadays, so Heath can remain hitting in the lineup. Two outs, one strike to count to Matt Leiser. Matt had a double in his first at-bat. And the pitch by Carter Block popped up behind the plate. Lincoln Hogan giving chase, and he dropped quite come up with it.
He didn't find it right away.
No. It took him a little time to find it. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes to Matt Leiser.
Matt Leiser has got a different kind of a unique stance. Pretty much straight up in that batter's box. No crouch. Gets himself ready. You know, when the pitcher's in the windup, you watch him here a little bit. He's pretty much straight up and down until the pitcher gets into the motion, and then he gets himself in a little bit of a crouch.
The 2-2 pitch, and Leiser swings and misses. He's out on strikes. So one out. It'll bring Sam up to the plate. Sometimes, Don, you know, the Lakers had their way with Heath Kramer. Just a little bit of a pitching change can take a team's offense down, right?
Take the edge off of that. That's why I always said, too, Rennie, why leave them in there when they're pounding you that bad? You got a lot of guys on the bench that can throw, or got a drafty out here yet you want to maybe throw and get out of that inning and then go from there, right?
You bet. Sam Hupfer at the plate. The count 1-1 to Sam. Carter Block shakes off that first sign from Lincoln Hogan, and his pitch on the way. Low ball 2-1.
Sam showing some power here the last couple games I watched Lake Henry. He's some balls deep to left field and
kick the pitch. There's a breaking ball from Carter Block, and the count now 2-2.
Shows the show you don't have to be 6'2", 6'3", to hit him out of the park.
That's right. 2-2 the count to Hopper, and he swings. I don't know what that is, but Matt Leiser struck out on almost an identical pitch. If it's a sinker or what, or a slider, but that was a big nasty. Two outs.
I tell you, he looks good out there, ready, Carter Block.
Colin Spooner, he bunted his way on a base hit last inning. And Block ready. Pitch to Spooner inside a ball, 1-0. Carson Geislinger is coming in over at third.
Pretty good fastball here, Carter Block.
The pitch to Spooner, a swing and a miss, strike one. 1-1 to count. 1-1. It's Block's pitch. Breaking ball, missing a little high in the count, 2-1. Our next game, that'll be El Rosa and Farming. Should be a dandy second game. Pitches high in the count, 3-1, and then Richmond Spring Hill in another elimination game. This is a game that the winner will advance to the state tournament. They qualify for the state tournament in this ball game as a swing and a miss by Spooner. and the count full at 3-2.
Springfield, Minnesota, and also Milroy, Minnesota will be hosts, along with Shakopee. I think Shakopee will probably host most of the Class B games, correct?
And strike three called. Spooner gets called out, and he's not happy with it. And a perfect inning for Carter Block. 1-2-3, go the Lakers. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 2.5. It's Lake Henry 7, Watkins 4. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
You can trust Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual to take care of you today and tomorrow. Serving you is our specialty because we make your needs our priority. Get coverage from the people you know will be there when you need them most. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Crystal R., Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency today. Call 243-7403. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.giltplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilt.